Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Saw them before, but I have these little friendship bracelets, one for you.
Cutie,
from
thanks.
Muddy Paws Rescue.
Aww, I was just petting a little
pup. In New
pup.
York. Yeah, they were so
I caught
so
them right before they
cute.
Left. Ugh,
they were adorable. Angels. One fell asleep in my lap.
Oh,
I know.
Stop.
I was really
you
like...
You know what? We have two coming. So, love Muddy Paws. We love them. Actually, I was just talking to the girl upstairs. She, one of the Muddy Paws girls is a Swiftie.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I was talking to her, and she was saying that she thinks that Taylor knows about Muddy Paws because I guess a lot of her friends may or may not have adopted from them.
Oh.
So, I said, well, she's got a lot of cats, and she certainly doesn't have a dog.
I don't think she'll ever get a dog.
I don't think so either. Also, her mom has that huge dog.
Oh, yeah, the Great Dane.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think it's still alive?
Is.
I guess maybe it would have been posted about if it died, but
for sure.
I mean, Great Danes like only live till they're like 9 or 10 since they're so big.
But I think he was a puppy, and it was in the
maybe it was a puppy. That was like
2016. Oh, I hope not.
2017. So that was only 5 years ago, 6 years ago. So
yeah. So let's hope that
still alive.
Baby puppy angel is still alive. But he was a big dog. So,
big dog.
And that's Andrea's dog. And she said that she just, was it one or two? One.
One, yeah.
People like, well, and at the same time, the Kelseys have that massive dog.
They have two,
they have two now.
Yeah, because they adopt another puppy.
What are those
Irish
dogs called?
Irish wolfhounds.
Yeah. God, they're huge.
Yeah.
They're so big. I don't know if I could do a big ass dog like that. Could you?
I think I could
like
if I had the space.
True. That dog could like eat. It like eats off the counter though.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's crazy. You have to have very good like training for a big dog
sure,
like that.
For sure.
I always say like in New York, if I see someone with like a very big dog, I'm like, oh, they're wealthy as fuck.
Then they're rich.
Yeah,
for sure.
Or they're just neglecting.
Right.
Their
exactly.
Animal
right.
Really
they're
badly.
Not taking care of their dog in the right
yeah.
way. You can't have a big dog like that in a tiny apartment.
Yeah.
But yes, shout out to Muddy Paws, Precious Angels, if you're looking to adopt a puppy.
Yeah. Or foster.
Then go ahead and
I think I might
figure that out.
I want to try to start fostering. I'm just scared mm-hmm. that I'm going to want to adopt all of them and get really
you
sad.
You will want to adopt them all for
yeah.
sure. I tried to foster. There was like a time in my life where I was really depressed and I was like, I can't take care of myself and I won't be able to like take care of a dog long term, but like
yeah.
fostering one might pull me out of this moment.
Yeah.
And I like applied for one and they denied me right away because I had never owned like my own dog. Like we had a family dog, but like
yeah,
not my
yeah.
own dog. And then I like got really discouraged and never tried again. But that is not the case these days.
Yeah.
It's a much better situation.
Yeah.
This was in,
I wonder if I would get denied or not.
Yeah.
Because I'm responsible.
And
but
you
yeah,
love,
I've
but
never
you, and you're owned. Like a, you're like a pet lover. And
yeah.
Everything.
I love pets. I'm very good with animals.
Yeah.
I've never had my own animal.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hamster in college.
I think I was too honest on my application.
I didn't
have to tell them that I like. Never had a dog, you know.
Okay,
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I could have been like, yeah, we had a dog growing up.
Yeah.
Named Dolly, rest in peace. His birthday was just last week, but he's dead, so sad. Mm. Rest in peace. But you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be that honest.
Yeah.
Like,
well, sometimes it's something
about
that,
your shortcomings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please. Well, all the girls up there, they're like, oh my god, like this dog really likes you, blah blah blah. And I'm like, I know. I'm not financially responsible enough.
No,
and they're like,
no,
honestly,
no.
like respect, like. Like, that's good. You're honest.
No, you can't
yeah.
do that. You can't do that.
Like,
you gotta
I can't
have your
get
head
a
on
fucking
straight.
Dog. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
You gotta get your head on straight
yeah.
for something like that.
Yeah,
but fostering is great, and obviously adopting is fabulous. And so if you are a financially independent, responsible adult,
yeah, with space and,
with
and
space
time
and
to
love
care,
to give,
yeah, love to give.
Then go ahead.
Check
and
out Muddy Paws.
Adopt a doggy. Hey, G.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much. Kind of an exciting weekend for me. Not going to brag or anything.
What do you have coming up?
But my boo's coming on Friday.
Boo's coming to town.
Woo!
Oh, and it's just so nice here in the fall. I think we talked about this last time. Boo was in town, but like it's just perfect
here boo
right now.
Weather.
Yeah,
yeah.
It
just really is. Like,
there's so many things to do. Central
yes,
Park.
Yes.
Go to Central Park?
I want to do something
good.
Like, I want to do something a little Halloween-y, maybe like
Yay!
Carve some pumpkins on Sunday.
For sure.
See the foliage, all that good stuff. But
oh, yeah.
We have my friend like rented out a venue on Saturday and we're doing like a cover bar thing. And my other friend who's in a band, his band's performing.
Oh my God.
And then my other friend's going to DJ after that.
This
so it's
is
like
so
a
fun.
Whole little party. Yeah.
Oh my
so,
God.
And TJ's
okay.
going to come.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So
has he met all your friends?
He's met majority of them.
Yeah.
Most of the girls, some of the guys, but very briefly. So this would be a good like night to party all night.
Yeah,
this
sounds like a great, a yeah. great like party for everyone to see
yeah.
each other.
Yeah.
Integrating guy like boyfriends in with guy friends, I feel like is the hardest thing. Like I feel like girls are like cool and they'll be like, oh yeah, that's your boo. Like we love yeah. you now. With guy friends, it's like, or at least I get anxiety where it's like, oh my God, like I hope, you know, I feel like not that I'm different around guy friends, but it's more of like, it's a different dynamic. It's more like brother dynamic yeah. than it is like girly pop dynamic.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always wonder like how things fit in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And yeah. I always feel bad like leaving him for to sure. like mingle with my guy friends because I'm like, well, I don't know like if he even likes these guys.
Yeah,
like,
right. It's so hard to tell if guys like each other. Yeah, like, it's just, yeah. I mean, once they're like broing out, it's like, okay, cool. They like each other yeah. now. But like they're so good at just like chilling.
Yeah, yeah. Know? Usually they've been... like my friend group is pretty welcoming to newcomers totally. So that's nice but yeah like with my last boyfriend like I didn't know that none of my guy friends like hated him until we broke up and my guy friends were like yeah he sucked like we hated him and
that's
I was
what
like,
I'm saying you well, can someone never could read have said them. Something I know you can never read yeah. them until you know until it's time to be honest
yeah
but oh that sounds fabulous
yeah I'm very excited for
this
that
this is gonna be a really good weekend yeah. I don't have a lot going on at the beginning actually no it's a lie I'm getting drinks with a friend on Friday
fun
I'm excited about that and then Sunday actually I'm doing the Out of Order show live in New York
oh so
which is,
fun
which is a really exciting thing I would say get tickets but I'm pretty sure it's sold out but right. If not keep your eyes peeled but Out of Order for those who don't know is another thing that we do on the side at Barstool John Feidelberg and Lil Sasquatch Harry Settle he's officially he's Harry
Settle
now.
Yeah Harry yeah
they do a sketch show where we all kind of come together and we write sketches and then we you know perform them we act them out yeah. and it's really really fun it's like one of my favorite things we do obviously Taylor Watch is number one but Out of Order is number two
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I love doing it and so the shows are just gonna be you know a little bit of stand-up comedy a little bit of sneak previews of upcoming skits that we've done and are never before seen a little bit of like in conversation yeah. I think me and Marty are the guests technically.
Ooh, love.
Tommy like maybe like a little bit of a host yeah. like it's gonna be there's a handful of us will be there and it should be really fun so if you're coming on Sunday say hi
I love that
and that should be good but
I still have beef with John for not asking me to be in a sketch yet and we shook hands
I thought
on
you were
it.
In one. No? Oh, no we did that murder mystery thing together
yeah that was fun
that was so fun
yeah
we have to well here's the thing Gia
yeah,
they're always asking me they're like why don't you write one because I whenever I get in there and it's already existing I love to contribute like
ideas
I'm the costumes girl yeah, I'm always yeah, like yeah. this is how it should be or whatever if I have I'll bring my own costumes I'll yeah, bring stuff yeah. for the people I you know because that kind of stuff I think is important but they're always telling me to write a sketch and I've just had bad writer's block for like 6 months like I can't I stopped doing my newsletter I was talking about this yeah. before I like can't something about it where like my juices aren't flowing creatively in writing which is really shitty
yeah
and it makes me feel like shit but the minute the minute that I feel better again
yeah.
like the sketches that are coming out are gonna be crazy but
you
they
gotta
keep
write
telling
me a starring
me to,
role
well right so they keep telling me to write sketches and I keep saying like I want to write them but I do think that I would write better if or I would they would end up better if I were to write them like for girls like girl sketches
yeah.
and they were like yeah that's fantastic we definitely want more of that
yeah
we need to get like more girls involved I was
yeah.
like agreed
yeah.
so it kind of feels like it's on my shoulders that maybe you haven't been asked yet because I'm supposed to write something
okay you're supposed to write my starring
role I'm supposed
role.
To write
you're
your starring role and I haven't done
Oscar
it so that's on
worthy.
Me
yeah okay
that's
damn
on
it
me. But we do need to include more of the girls and we're saying that all the time because right now I think it's mostly me and Jackie
yeah
we'll pop in and but you know, yeah, we need more girls.
Fabulous.
It's always bro shit.
It's really funny show. Like every single sketch is hilarious.
Yeah, I love it. I love doing them. But so yes, that's Sunday. But then other than that, Gia, I'm finally getting my life together again.
Hell yeah.
It's that season of the month where
I gotta do that.
I'm getting my life together.
Get my
all
life together.
All last week I've been like, fuck. I finally emptied both my suitcases. You know, I just put all the clothes on the floor getting ready to do the laundry, but empty my suitcases, clothes are separated on the floor. When we get home today, we're doing that fucking laundry. No smoking weed tonight.
No smoking weed.
And we're going to put up our motherfucking bats for Halloween.
Yep.
Which I can't believe I still haven't done. I'm losing
it's
time.
It's almost Halloween.
It's almost Halloween. Yeah. I mean, I'll keep them up all through November for sure. But it's like, I just, you know, what am I doing here? I'm missing out on weeks and weeks. I have spooky stuff that I haven't pulled out of my bins yet. I have a big spider I got to hang on the wall. It's like, what am I doing?
What the hell?
I did get fun battery operated black candlesticks that have blood coming down.
Oh, those are cool. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, because I got... battery operated black candles.
Oh,
it
yeah.
just has a clicker and you just Love click that. Those on. Yeah, well, that's great.
I am like obsessed with the battery operated candles because did I ever tell you about the moments I was having with fire in my apartment? How
no.
I thought that there might be like a fire demon in my apartment. Oh, I'm not even kidding right
okay.
now. So I now have a ton of battery operated candles because I am a candle girl.
Yeah.
I'm a soft lighting girl. I fucking hate an overhead light.
Yeah, me
I hate
too.
These
hate,
lights here.
Hate.
I hate how I look in them. Soft lighting is beautiful and
yeah.
calming and lovely, and there's nothing better. So I have like a fake fireplace that has like fake fire, and then I have all these fake candles. But for a while I was lighting all my real candles. Mm. And two separate occasions. One, I had a candle on my table, like my coffee table,
yeah.
that started sparking out of nowhere.
Oh.
Just like a Trader Joe's candle.
Yeah.
Sparking out of nowhere. A spark flew off and landed on a piece of paper that was on my table. Luckily, I was sitting right there
yeah.
and just quickly stomped it out. But
yeah.
imagine.
Yeah, that would be so bad.
The second situation, which borderline made me stop lighting candles. Like, I still light them and I'll have one and I'm like watching the whole time, but I'm
very
nervous and it's annoying because I have candles everywhere. I was in my bathroom washing my face, doing like a full nighttime routine thing. I had candle burning in the living room, actually, and I've said this before, I may have really told the story before. One of the what's that candle Homesick.
Oh yeah.
Homesick,
did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A Homesick candle.
Those candles fucking light up.
Right. So the tall, skinny ones. I got the Hogwarts like collection.
Yeah.
So I had all those candles. I had like four or five of them. And I had I think it was a Ravenclaw candle burning on top of my thing, and it was almost burned all the way to the bottom.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how close to the bottom it actually was, and I didn't realize how hot it was making the glass. And I had it on top of my fake fireplace in front of my TV, on top of this like organza, this like very flammable piece of fabric,
yeah.
not thinking anything of it. I'm in the bathroom doing my skincare routine. I hear a pop, and I was like, what's that noise? And then I kind of like looked around. I like looked out of my bathroom, but I couldn't see the top of my fireplace. And so I kind of like shook my head and went back. And
yeah.
I was like, wait, I don't know. That was weird. And I went out and the whole thing was on fire.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, my fucking God. I reacted horribly. I think I told this story when Taylor Swift had a fire in her
yeah,
house.
Yeah, yeah.
Reacted horribly. I did all the wrong things. Thankfully, the fire went out and it was all fine. But it was kind of a crazy thing. And I was like, I have a fire demon in here.
Candles are really dangerous.
They're so dangerous.
I
love them, but they're so dangerous.
Best friend in middle school, her entire room like burned down because
yeah, it's fucking
crazy.
It can really happen. Watch your backs with the candles. But yeah, it was a crazy thing. So I think I have a fire demon, and like it's, you can't leave a candle burning like that.
Well,
you have to do like a
seance. Oh, that's so bad.
In my old apartment.
Yeah.
Like I would have like all these candles lit and I'd just pass out. Like so cozy.
Yeah.
That's why like I gotta have these battery operated candles.
I get nervous.
Alive.
Like even when I'll light a candle if I'm like, oh shit, like I wanna like go to my roof or something, like I'll always blow it out. I just get so nervous.
Same. I won't leave a candle alone
in the
apartment ever. Not even like, you run down to the store real quick,
blow it out.
Anything.
It's just not even worth it.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
But all that is to say that I got these cool battery operated black candlesticks with fake dripping blood, and
Ooh.
I haven't even put batteries in them yet.
Mm.
So, you know, it's now's the time.
Yeah.
Okay? It's enough dicking around.
Enough.
I've had a few weeks, you know, just to wallow in my
yeah,
sorrows
yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
no reason.
Yeah.
Like just, you know, that kind of attitude. And let's get out of it now.
Let's get out.
And so
let's do something.
Let's get out. Let's do something. I'm excited for spooky season. I'm excited for everything coming up. Gia, let's start out talking about one of our besties, one of our newer besties, Ala Moves. Shout out to Ala Moves, one of the best workout apps that I've personally ever seen. Ala, everybody of course knows Ala and the workout brand, and they have created an app where you can go on and you can select all of your preferences in terms of working out, whether it's 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 5 hours, however long you want to work out. Ala Moves has you covered. You select whether you want to do strength training, you want to tone yourself up, you want to lose weight, you want to do XYZ. Ala Moves has you covered. Go into the app. You can watch these videos that are catered to exactly what you're looking for, and just get on your fitness journey like we are, or me at least. I'm trying. You just gotta
exactly
get your body
we're
moving,
trying
you know?
And just because the lazy days of summer are gone, that doesn't mean that our busy schedule has slowed down.
Not at all.
So it's very hard for us to make it to the gym in the first place.
Yes, it is.
So Ala Moves is super convenient because you can literally do it anywhere at any time. And also another factor that I like about it is that it has like certain time settings. So like if you have an hour, you can do an hour long workout. If you only have 5 minutes, you can do a 5 minute long workout. They have so many classes to fit your schedule, which is super nice. And just like Kelly said, there's yoga, Pilates, strength workouts, all different types of stuff ranging from beginning to advanced. Mm-hmm. So if you're a newcomer, you know, don't worry, don't get stressed out, because I get so stressed with that stuff too when I'm doing like classes and I'm like the newest
for
one
sure,
there.
For sure,
I'm like,
because
oh my
feel,
god,
you feel like you've fallen behind or you're not really familiar with it. But Ala Moves makes it obviously number one, very easy to do it in your own home, in the comfort of your home. You don't have to feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
But also too, just kind of getting the hang of these things.
Yeah.
I feel like,
exactly.
I feel like half the issue of like working out or just getting your body moving in general is you feel scared going into it.
And like silly a little.
And silly,
yeah.
Or like, oh, I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah,
I,
yeah.
I feel stupid.
I look stupid.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Push past that. No one's thinking that about
yeah.
you. No one ever is thinking. You never look stupid when you're trying to make yourself
yeah.
feel better.
It,
so.
Wow, that's beautiful, Callie. So,
thank you.
And you can start a guided program or try a new type of workout or just stay on track with what you're already doing from wherever you are. So go to alomoves.com and use code TaylorWatch for an exclusive 30-day free trial.
Ooh.
Plus, enjoy 20% off annual membership. So that's alomoves.com, alomoves.com, code TaylorWatch for 30-day free trial.
That's a great deal.
And 20% off an annual membership. Alomoves.com. Code TaylorWatch.
I will say this. Someone who also, I mean, doesn't need to get it together, but certainly looks like he may need a nap, is Jason Kelce.
That was a very, very funny clip/Twitter interaction that happened today.
Hilarious. So Jason Kelce, after he was at Miami Night One with us, and which was cool being at the same show as all them. So hearing him talk about it was like cool. Obviously the new episode of New Heights just came out. That's what we're referring to. And Jason was filling in Travis on all the exciting things that happened. Bo Allen, also of the Eagles, had posted a photo of Jason in the middle of the concert, like sitting down with his, like laying back with his eyes closed.
Yeah.
When we first saw this photo, I think we both were like, oh no, he's just like feeling it. Like this is he's not like actually asleep. You can't sleep at the Aristore.
Or I thought at least maybe he was just like closing his eyes for a second.
Yeah, just like a
sometimes you're like super overstimulated. You just need to close
your
eyes.
For sure. So he's sitting there and Bo Allen tweets it. Everybody's accusing him of sleeping.
Yeah.
And Jason has cleared up the rumors.
Yeah.
He was not sleeping. He was just feeling the music.
He was just feeling the vibe.
Tapping
his
hand.
For a second. He said there was a lot of energy. Yeah, he was like, all right, obviously people have never played an instrument in their life. Like, I used to play the trombone or whatever he played. And like, and yeah, like you always tap along with the beat. Like, you could tell my hands were hovering, like mid-picture.
And you could see his hovering hand.
Yeah.
You could see his hovering hand. But he did mention, I thought something interesting in this story, that he... a bunch of them wanted to go. The whole family wanted to go. So they ended up getting this box so they could all be there. That's why they were up in that like box or whatever. And that he didn't realize it was going to be like totally uncovered and kind of right in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
And felt like he was in a fishbowl a little bit. And they were with their young girls, obviously. So he was just, he was like feeling kind of stressed, overstimulated, just enjoying, trying to enjoy himself while also making sure to like keep his family safe and all this stuff. And I think ultimately... He is fine, and he has certainly cleared his name.
Yeah, he's fine. He's a dad.
Obviously, he's
like,
a dad. Like, give him a break. But also, too, like, hilariously, there's this exchange now going on Twitter between Bo Allen and Jason. And would you like to read it?
Yeah, New Heights tweeted the clip, and Bo Allen quote tweeted and said, "My boy Jason Kelce said, 'These days I haven't been sleeping.'" And then Jason replied and said,
"These
Spider
days
boy.
Haven't been sleeping, staying up, doing out my
Your
birthday passed and
you
didn't call."
And then Bo responded, "If a man talks shit, then I owe him nothing."
Hilarious.
And then Jason goes, "Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know, it used to be mad love. So take a look, you're done. Now we got bad blood." And then Bo Allen responded, "I don't need your closure."
Hilarious.
And then Jason said, "And if you never bleed, you're never going to grow. And it's all right now." And then Bo responded with, "Enough with the lyrics. Here's a photo of me and you from the concert." And it's Bo with the girl who has addressed the smallest man who ever lived to write all the names, which Kelly wrote a name
saw.
On.
I say, we saw, and I wrote on her, and we saw that same girl. So it's so funny. But
and then one more. And then Jason responded, "Here's a throwback photo of the two of us at the Eiffel Tower."
Wait, I didn't see this.
And it's him and Kylie, because Kylie was getting mistaken as Bo.
Wait, what?
Kylie,
what?
Like people were like mistaken Kylie Kelce for Bo at the concert.
Wait, that is so fucking funny.
So
I didn't see that
funny,
last one.
But
that's
yeah.
so hilarious.
And then Bo ended it with "Where's the trophy? He just comes running back to me," and it's them celebrating at the Super Bowl.
Oh, cute, cute. That's really funny. God, that's a good friendship. That's a good back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, does Bo have a Swiftie in his life that helped him come up with all
his
those
sister
lyrics?
Yeah, his sister is a huge Swiftie.
I was gonna say, because otherwise he's the biggest Swiftie we got.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta get Bo up on
he
the
pod. He posted a video like of them like outside the concert, and he was like, all right, guys, like, I'm about to go, like, whatever, meet up with the Kelsey, whatever. And he's like, yeah. And I brought my Swiftie sister with me, like,
oh,
hoping
great.
She's going to be able to, like, keep it cool. And
right.
Then it, like, cuts to her at the concert, and she's like, going crazy.
She's not cool at all. Yeah. That's so funny. Sorry, I had a little thing in my eyeball.
Ooh.
That is, yeah, I love these back and forth situations. I love the jokes. You know, I think that showing that back and forth and showing those kind of things, all the like big football players going, like, it never gets old to me.
Yeah.
It's so cool that they all are just like having fun with it and embracing it and like, you know, being sassy and being, you know, whatever. I think it's so funny and cute. So
it's
big shouts
so
to them.
It's crazy. Like,
yeah,
I can't even imagine like what they think. Like,
I know.
It's so cool. And there was really cute videos of like Jason dancing with Bo. The way that Jason dances is just...
He's a crazy guy. Yeah.
He just dances so
like a...
He's so stiff.
He does dance
And, like that. And like Wyatt was there and she was dancing and it was just very cute. I seemed like the whole family had a very, very good time, which I was happy about.
Absolutely.
And Trav said he had a lot of FOMO.
Major FOMO. Yeah. He said at one point that a bunch of the other Chiefs players were all going out to some like... baseball game or basketball game or something the night before, like that night of that concert.
Yeah.
And Travis didn't go. He stayed in because he was like, he just had too much FOMO.
Damn.
He didn't want to be out, which I thought was hilarious.
That's cute.
And yeah, he did. You could tell he's like, you know, distraught over missing one of the best, shows that's like happened on this tour.
Last
like,
rain show, you know, too.
Last rain shows. Yeah. Like, oh my God, it's tough. It's tough to miss.
Yeah.
But again, he's employed.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we'd rather have an employed man.
Yeah, that's so true.
Speaking of employed and unemployed men, did you? I didn't see it with my own eyeballs, but I saw whispers on the internet of a Joe Alwyn Kendall Jenner photo.
Yes, they took a photo together. Yes.
Interesting.
I saw that on Twitter.
I like Kendall, so I don't care personally.
Yeah. I've always thought that Kendall's a little bit of a pick me, but I do think
Of course.
Yeah, but she also has...
She's normal, though, I think.
She's normal, and she has, like, the best style ever, and I'm so jealous of her closet.
She's just
and her
so
life.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she's so beautiful. Yeah.
Which, P.S., this is not a solo photo. It's with somebody else in it, too.
Yeah.
That's not a solo photo.
Oh, that's...
That's the other guy who's in the movie with him.
Schwarzenegger.
Right.
Yeah, Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Previously
hot.
Dated Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
We all forget.
Yes.
Or we don't forget.
Very hot.
Oh, and it also seems like they're at the same table.
Oh, so they
so
probably
come
just,
on, everybody.
They always have
that.
Photo ops at those things. Like, you
it's
have to take a photo when you go to events like that. You
it's
know?
Literally Joe looks like Patrick next to him, maybe somebody else with a flowing head of hair that's beautiful, and Kendall on the other side. Like, come on, chill out.
Yeah,
this
and
is
also,
the thing
like, who
too.
Really cares what Joe's doing now?
No, who cares? No, for real. No one cares what Joe's up to. However, I will say that like people get, you know, I only found that through a thread being like, it's just kind of fucked up. Like, you know, he's taking photos with the people that ruined her life. Kendall Jenner did not do anything. I'll say this.
Kendall didn't
Jenner's
do anything.
only crime is that she said nothing. But let's remember, she's a Swiftie.
Yeah.
On the low. And so, you know, relax. But I also think that you're right.
Is
in the
she
fact of like,
a Swiftie
yeah, her
low?
And Kylie used to make videos to Taylor Swift songs
all the time.
And then they had to
stop, which
is hilarious.
I remember that. Like Tumblr.
So I give Kendall and Kylie like a little bit of a pass because I feel like they're different. They're Jenners.
They're Jenners.
And so they're just like, they're out of it a little bit. And just because their older sisters are full of drama doesn't mean that they are too.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're really not full of drama. And so we can cut them some slack. But yeah, ultimately, just like you said, who cares what Joe's up to? We don't care. We're living in the present. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
In terms of, let's see, we've got
Nola on the horizon.
Nola on the horizon, right.
Yep.
In terms of concerts coming, Nola on the horizon, Indy after that, and then Canada. I think it's five stops left or four stops. She posted on her, she posted her Miami recap. And can I say this too? People online were like, it's so suspect. She hasn't posted a Miami recap yet. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, she posted it Tuesday morning, like crack of dawn.
Yeah.
Like, she needs a break. She's asleep.
People probably just didn't even realize.
People are
I feel
nuts.
Like people are clowning so hard now
for
about
rep.
Like anything. Just like
I know for
anything. Just like,
I am, if anything, clowning less. Like
yeah,
I feel like
I know.
that was her like, here's a bone.
Yeah.
Now be patient.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, ma'am.
I agree.
You know
I totally
I mean?
Agree with that. So, I just feel like the clowning has gotten really crazy, especially mm-hmm. with the new Rhett Bowdy suit. And like, I don't know, just even like debut too.
People are clowning about. I saw a funny tweet that was like, do you think the people know that the album is not titled Debut?
Yeah, right.
I know. Like, yeah, it's titled Taylor Swift. Here, I'll read her thing, actually. It's nice. The Eras Tour is back, and the three Miami crowds we just got to play for were on a new level. With only five cities left to play before it's over. Oh, no, she's wrong, actually. Wait a minute. With only five cities left to play before it's over, I knew I was going to be savoring every moment up on that stage, but the bewildering passion of those crowds really blew my mind. It rained a lot the first and third nights, and so that kicked up the cinematic drama. Oh, damn, Dave didn't get a rain show? I didn't realize. I had really missed this. Yeah, wah wah, whatever. He got fucking. Yeah, he got a good fucking surprise letter songs.
From her.
I know, please. Yeah. Yeah, a letter, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking about his surprise song.
Oh yeah, those two.
Third night, so that kicked up the cinematic drama. I had really missed this on our break. The mass quantities of joyful people genuinely living in the moment and seeming truly carefree for 3.5 hours. My mystifyingly talented friend Florence came to Miami, and each night we performed Florida in Florida. I got some new outfits, and it's always nice when the crowd notices that smiley face. It's like, duh, bitch. You guys are just the best. Thank you to everyone who came and everyone who followed along online.
Oh.
An acknowledgement for all the Swifties watching on live streams.
On the Greeny live
streams. Four more cities left, and the next one up is New Orleans.
I feel like her saying that little tidbit about... like, you guys noticing my outfits is kind of like, hey, like, pay attention to my outfits.
Keep paying attention to my outfits. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Which we've been saying, you know, people want to shit all over us for we follow Taylor Swift's style. Yeah. She's talking about all that stuff. She's doing all that work. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There's something. But I do personally believe that my clowning has calmed.
We got a couple questions and stuff about the clowning, so we'll dive into that.
All right, we'll get into that for sure.
I just, you know, to keep up with what Taylor's been up to, I'll just go to the Google and Taylor Swift and then hit
Google News. Yeah, yeah. What'd you see?
A passenger has fallen overboard on Taylor Swift-themed cruise.
Yes, I saw this.
66-year-old woman who fell Tuesday night.
Horrible. Crazy. Died, did they say?
Haven't found her. So she has to have died. That's so sad and crazy. But I didn't even know that there was such thing as a Taylor Swift themed cruise.
I think I did know that because I was getting tagged in it a while back when it was like coming out, and I was like, nothing could get me on a cruise, not even Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So I get that. But yeah.
If they reached out to us and they're like, hey, we'll put you on this cruise for free, both of you guys, would you do it?
Like, I want to say no, but it depends on where it's going and where it docks.
Yeah, it depends on where it's going.
It's
going
to pull up on the Hudson River and you can jump on.
They boarded in Miami.
Okay.
But it doesn't say, like, where it was planning on going. Celebrate all things Taylor, make new friends, dress up in their favorite eras, trade friendship bracelets, enjoy everything this amazing ship has to offer.
Listen, cruise people love cruises.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm just not a cruise person. I know that there's probably people listening to this being like, I love a good cruise. And that's just takes a special kind of person.
I feel like there's been a lot of people like falling off cruise ships.
Shit always happens on a cruise. Like that's another reason why there's like, nowhere to go.
Get away with it, low-key.
Totally. Also, like there's a lot of a lot of shit goes wrong on cruises, and they have morgues on cruises. They have them in like the fucking basement. They've got, they're always flipping over in the Gulf and in the Mediterranean. Like they just, I don't trust a cruise. I'll be real.
Yeah.
I don't trust a cruise. Obviously, thinking about this lady, that sucks. I saw that because I was scrolling and I saw, of course, what's so annoying about when these things happen is like the picture is Taylor Swift and then like a cruise ship next to it. And it's like, what's this? And then it's like passenger falls and Taylor Swift themed thing, you know, like, and that's how you see it. It's like another way to use, I don't know, like use Taylor's pictures for people to click on it. But it's like a tragedy. And it's like, I don't know, like, who knows if it's, I don't know if that woman is alive or not, but.
Well, I really hope they find her. I hope she's okay. I hope her family is okay.
Did it say she fell off? She literally fell off the cruise?
It seems like she fell off.
Jesus Christ.
So scary and crazy.
That's terrible. Not like fell from one of the tall balconies onto like, you know what I mean? Like,
they don't know the details, it seems like. Fuck. It says it was not immediately clear if the woman went overboard or if she jumped.
Oh no.
So I don't know. I don't know. It's just crazy.
Not on the Taylor Swift cruise.
But I just don't really understand how they can advertise it as like a Taylor Swift cruise. Okay, we are not endorsed or affiliated with.
No, for sure.
Blah, 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 or Taylor Swift.
It's the same way that like bars and stuff will have like Taylor Swift night. And yeah, it's like okay, that. Right, you know what I mean? Right, like right. same kind of vibe, but for a cruise, which is large scale. And, you know, but no, I'm just not a not a cruise girl thinking of that woman and her family, because that's fucking crazy. And I'm just telling you, cruises are not.
If you're a cruise person,
if you have a good if you want to champion for cruises, call in and leave a voicemail for next week and we can discuss it. Because as of this moment, I don't trust a cruise. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
I wouldn't do a cruise. I would do, maybe do a cruise if it was like 50 people. Yeah. Like a luxury cruise.
Like a yacht. Yeah, right. Yeah, luxury cruise that brings us to an island and the trip on the boat is only like a day.
Yeah, exactly.
I would do that.
It seems like this trip was like supposed one to be night like on a pretty cruise. Quick. From
It probably
from,
goes to the Bahamas or something. If it's yeah. Miami, it probably just loops around. And yeah. Comes through.
Because the other one that they're advertising is Galentine's at Sea, and it's only 4 days.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Well, so again, if you've got an argument for cruises, go ahead and call us and let us know, because I am out. But yeah. I think
that's kind of it news wise.
That's how I felt too. I didn't really see much else except for wait, I sent you one thing. Oh no, that's not Taylor related. Sometimes I'm on Twitter and I'm just sending stuff. Oh wait, how you got by
Oh my god,
Sabrina.
I got what so
What was that?
Hard.
What, how did you get got by this?
Someone just posted this fucking tour thing.
For Sabrina Carpenter.
For Sabrina Carpenter, that she announced her deluxe version of her album. And, and then it had a picture of the album in the track list. Mm-hmm. And I was reading it out loud to TJ and I was like, oh my god, like Taste featuring Billie Eilish. Please, please, please featuring Tyla. Good Graces featuring Pink Panthers. Sharpest Tool featuring Beer Badoobie. Coincidence featuring Dolly Parton. Espresso. Robot. But then when I got to Juno featuring Chapel Roan, I was like, oh, this is fake.
Yeah, of course.
Because there's no way Chapel Roan would never.
She's taking a break. And then
I was thinking about all the names and then I was looking at all the names and I was like, oh, okay. I think I got by these names.
Yep.
Like Chapel Roan, and TJ was like, this doesn't sound real. And then I hate when that happens. I looked at the replies and everyone's like, you almost had me there. I hate you. I moved. You got me. And even PixArt responded and said PixArt should be used with caution.
That's hilarious. Funny. Yeah. Because it looks too real.
It does look so real. But
it happens to the best of us. Okay.
It would have been awesome. Bedchem featuring Ariana Grande.
No, I would die.
Slim Pickens featuring Gracie Abrams. Slide of Girls featuring Renee Rapp. Like, damn.
Please, please. Yeah. Imagine though. Yeah. All those stars on one album. That'd be so crazy. Two things. One is, I remember what I was going to say. One is the fact that as of 2 days ago, you're listening to this, it will be 47 days until the end of the tour. And to put in perspective, 47 days ago was opening night of the NFL.
Oh.
So people are looking to put things in perspective in terms of like how much time we have left. There's that. But also a very, very happy Taylor Swift week
to
all of us.
Oh,
because
totally.
This week, coincidentally, varying days, happens to be the anniversaries of several of Taylor's works. One being 2 years of Midnights.
Yeah, that was on Monday, right?
That was Monday, I think. Yeah. 12 years of Red.
Cute. 12 years.
18 years of debut, Taylor Swift.
18 years
Which
is crazy.
That's a day we should maybe look up. Because if maybe 18 years of, I wonder which day a debut is.
Like what day it was released?
You know what I mean? Like then people might clown a little bit more.
Right.
14 years of Speak Now. Speak Now came out this week, 14 years ago. 10 years of 1989 and 1 year of 1989 Taylor's version, which is also why I wore this sweatshirt, this limited edition slut sweatshirt that we got C&D'd for.
Yeah.
So lots to celebrate this week.
Lots to celebrate.
I've been listening to a lot and maybe, I don't know, maybe it's for a reason that no one will, people will know later, is Antihero. I'm listening to Antihero a lot.
What was this?
Oh, I was doing a little like maybe people will know why I've been listening to Antihero lately.
Oh,
soon.
Yes. Okay, I understand.
As a little silly yes, surprise.
It's you high, you're the problem.
It's me high, I'm the problem. Yeah. No, I'm thinking more about a spooky day.
Oh! Oops, oops, yeah, oops. I was thinking about totally something else. Oops, do you know what I was thinking about, you think?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll
no,
say
I know
it.
What you were thinking okay, about. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's okay. Why I was like, no, 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 not that deep. Okay, no, no,
okay,
no, no,
okay,
no, no, no.
Okay, okay. No, okay, yes. Yeah, spooky surprise next week.
A spooky surprise yes, next yes, week. Yes, maybe. Okay.
Oops. Sorry, my brain is just not fully functioning.
No, listen. We've got drama going on in our house over here.
Yeah.
Which we don't bring into Taylor Watt. Yeah. It's not worth explaining. But no, I am anti-hero for that as well.
Okay, okay, but, okay, okay.
But no, no, no. This is a fun spooky surprise.
Yes, yes.
Fun but regardless, I've been listening to Anti-Hero. I've been listening to Midnight's a lot lately. It's very
Midnight's
season.
Is so fucking good. It's just like so it's good, just yeah. So underrated. I feel like it's just so good. Labyrinth, Question, Midnight mm-hmm. Rain. Mm-hmm. Oh God, Karma, so yeah, good. Maroon, yeah. Great War, mm-hmm.
Sweet Nothing. Yeah. That was crazy.
Jinx.
That yeah. was crazy.
Jinx. But yeah, wow, no, like so just like, such a goated album, and it still just blows my mind that I didn't like it. But you really
I
just,
know.
You,
oh my I God, know. I always forget. We always bring it up, but I always forget how you were like, eh, at first.
We posted on my story that I hated it.
We, though, have said multiple times that you were just not in the right space.
I was
for
not.
You were
no,
not
I
in
wasn't.
The right
no.
in the right moment for it. Yeah. And we don't fault you for that. Listen, yeah. everybody has an off day
yeah.
when they're listening to music. Sometimes, I told you, sometimes I don't like... I don't know. I was trying to think of something specific, but to have your back there, but
that's okay. I couldn't think of one. Yeah, I don't know what you're gonna say.
I don't know either. I was just gonna make, I was honestly gonna make something up.
Okay.
I was ready to make something up to have your back.
That's nice of you.
I love all of Taylor Swift, yeah. So I'm perfect. And
well, we were getting a lot of hate for hating Timeless.
Of course, of course. I'm not surprised by that. I'm not
you
surprised
know what?
By that.
People are entitled to their opinions.
Yeah, of course they are. Everyone's entitled to their opinions. Everyone's entitled to loving and hating as many songs as
yeah,
they want.
Yeah, that's more timeless for you to listen to.
Yeah.
That's less for
exactly,
us, more for you.
Exactly.
There you go.
There's
yeah.
no, there's enough room at the top for everyone yeah, who loves timeless, yeah.
you
and there's
can
enough
have
room on the bottom for those of us who don't. yeah. This is the, I remember, I was stalling because I was trying to remember this.
Oh.
There is a girl who named Rebecca Fox who booked 191 hotel rooms in New Orleans in advance for the Eras Tour shows. After attending one of the concerts in Arizona, which is crazy foresight, and noticing the astronomical hotel prices, Fox paid nearly $500 per room to secure affordable accommodations for other fans,
wow.
stating she did not profit from it. So I guess this girl went to one of the first
yeah,
Eras Tour shows,
yeah.
saw when they released the New Orleans dates and bought up all the hotel rooms for
okay,
other Swifties.
Big bucks,
and
Rebecca.
I was like, all right, girl, people are doing the math and it would be like $100,000. So she's like, she almost spent $100,000.
Sheesh,
and
kebab.
I guess she's like, you know, trying to keep so the hotels couldn't price gouge when Swifties came to
wow,
town.
Wow, she's a saint.
I know. I don't know how the logistics of that work.
Yeah.
Like, how does she let everybody know? Like,
and like,
hey,
how do you...
FYI, I'm the one that's controlling all the rooms. Like, you know, I got a room block essentially
yeah.
as if I'm like getting married. And, you know, give me $500 for it.
And she just gives you the key, I guess,
and she just
right?
gives you the key. Yeah, I guess.
That seems really hectic. Good for her.
Extremely hectic. But those are the kind of people in this world that make a difference.
Yeah,
and I'm sure a lot of people are thankful for it. So
totally.
I hope that whoever that is, or whoever benefits from that is benefiting from it.
That's like with Olivia and the tickets. Olivia Levin from Swifties for Maternity.
Oh,
she does
yeah.
all the
oh,
tickets.
My God.
And like
she...
the entire time she was just like on her phone trying to figure out tickets. And people are like giving her shit, giving her a hard time.
No
like
way.
All this stuff. She's like, I'm trying to do a good thing for these people.
And
like,
she is doing good things.
Yeah.
She's working her ass off with that. And anybody who says shit about that is crazy. Like she's just helping Swifties resell tickets so that they
don't get scammed.
Yeah, don't
and
get
two,
scammed.
Two, don't get fucking paying out the wazoo.
Exactly. It's always
like face value.
Face value.
Yeah.
Yeah, face value or less.
Yeah.
Like that's
yeah.
what these people are selling this for. So if you're looking for tickets, definitely check out what she's posting and respect the fact that she's taking time to do this out of the goodness of her heart. She doesn't get
yeah.
payback for
no,
it or
yeah,
anything.
It's crazy.
She's just being a good Swiftie.
Good Swifties all around.
Yeah, everybody's being good.
And I think
what are we doing?
Yeah, fuck. Shit.
Should we start doing something nice?
I don't have $100,000 to
yeah,
fucking book a hotel with.
Please, that's way too chaotic. What, she got a spreadsheet going? How does she keep track?
You know what I do want to do? And this has no financial benefit for our fans, nor...
Yeah.
Probably maybe an emotional benefit.
Oh, we love emotional benefits.
Our 100th episode is next month, and I would like to do something, maybe like a little party.
Absolutely, I would like to do something
little
too.
Swifty dance party,
little
something,
something.
Yeah,
little show up at a place.
Yeah,
dance your face off.
Yeah,
that kind of party.
Swifty dance night.
I would love that.
I would love that.
I know we've discussed doing something special and fun in the past for multiple reasons, but 100
yeah.
I think is a good
100 episodes.
100 episode
that's a
party.
Big, that's a big. milestone.
It's a big milestone.
Yeah.
We'll curate the playlist.
Ooh, oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Ooh, obviously.
So fun.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
It would be so
maybe
fun.
We should talk. Maybe I know that we always joke, like, we'll talk to people. I think
yeah,
we can.
We should talk to Lisa.
I don't know if you guys know, but Taylor Watch is popping right now. Like, I, again, I don't want to, like, brag too much, but
not
like
to toot our own horn.
Taylor Swift is fucking popping. Mm. It's we are making waves. Everybody's talking about it upstairs.
Yeah.
Everyone loves our
oh,
loves
really?
Us so much. Oh yeah, I'm getting texts all day long. They're asking me. They're you know we've got our salespeople are filling us in. Everybody wants a piece.
Wow.
Ideas here, ideas there. It's oh, it's great.
Wow.
I don't know
shit.
If you guys notice how many besties we have on the pod these days.
Yeah, I know we do have a lot of besties on the pod.
But they're very happy with us, and
yeah.
So I think if we said, hey, could we have a little party? They'd be like, yeah, girls.
I know. I feel like
it.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
So I think that'd be really
well
fun.
Thanks to you guys, we've been popping
massive,
off.
Massive, massive yeah. Thanks as always to you guys.
Amazing,
but,
amazing, amazing.
Amazing,
and
amazing.
Even at the concert, I feel like there was a lot of people
there
that
were.
Like even if they don't know the show, like they know the clips from YouTube.
Definitely.
Or from
TikTok.
From TikTok
or
like one of the girls from Muddy Paws was like, I see your guys' stuff on TikTok all the time.
Obsessed.
And that's fun too, because like, you know, we have a widespread reach.
Exactly. Everybody's paying attention. Everybody's
yeah,
tuning
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where are you if you're not listening yeah. to Taylor Watch? For real though. But it's so fun. So exciting.
So fun. Thanks, guys.
Which leads us into, oh, yeah. Ooh, okay, Gia, best number two. Excuse me, I need to tell you something.
Oh. excuse me.
Excuse me, here, yeah. I need to tell you something. Gia, I'm not sure if you're aware, but we're talking about the end of this tour. We're talking about, you know, the end of the year coming. We're talking about New Year's. We're talking about XYZ, whatever.
Christmas.
You know what we're not talking about?
Oh, what?
It's Christmas.
Oh, shit.
We're not talking about Christmas.
We're not talking about Christmas.
We're not talking about Christmas. We haven't
enough.
We're not talking about it enough.
Yeah.
And we're also not talking about what we plan to buy for our friends and family.
Mm.
And you know who's got us covered in that realm?
Bowling Branch.
Bowling Branch.
Yep.
They really do. And that, and honestly, great fucking idea by Bowling Branch. Holiday season is upon us. And if you're looking for something good for your parents, for your mom, for your brother, for your friends, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever, Bowling Branch sheets, we have gone on about them for a while. They've been a bestie on the pod for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We love them so much. They send us stuff. We buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All this is going on with them. We're obsessed with them. Softest sheets you'll ever have.
Amazing.
Most breathable.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Temperature controlled. Fabulous in every way. We are obsessed with Bowling Branch. We cannot get enough of them. And now that that we've thought about it, that we're talking about Christmas a little bit, my parents and my brother, I hope you guys turn
you
this off.
You get a waffle
turn
blanket.
The pot off.
You
I know
get
you're
a
listening.
Waffle blanket.
You
get a waffle blanket.
You get a waffle blanket. I got to get one for Momo.
Oh, obviously.
Listen,
yeah.
It's Momo approved. I got to get one for him. I got to get one for my fam. Again, turn off the cameras or, you know, turn off the pod, guys.
Mm.
It's going to spoil the surprise. But
yeah.
that's what's about to happen. And yeah, damn. It's,
yeah,
thank
it's,
God.
Especially
thank God
for
we're
like
done.
People like your mom,
yep.
your dad, like they're going to be hosting all this Christmas stuff. They're going to be, you know, wrapping all the presents,
mm-hmm.
decorating, celebrating. You just want them to have a beautiful night, restful night's sleep in the most luxurious soft sheets.
Obviously.
And if you gift them to your boyfriend, then ipso facto,
listen,
you're gifting them to yourself.
That's a benefit for you.
Exactly.
You gotta supply your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whoever you're sleeping with these kind of sheets,
mm-hmm.
because again, that directly affects you.
Yeah,
like, that's
exactly.
Fantastic. That's just smart thinking.
And obviously, Bowling Branch's signature sheets are made with 100% organic cotton, the finest 100% organic cotton, and get softer with every single wash. These sheets will immediately change your sleep and bring you the dreamiest bedding experience.
We have two things. One, we'll get to voicemails in a second. That's what I was about to say. Leads us into the voicemails. We can talk to our besties. But because our besties our fan besties are so good to us and being so cool with us, we had another bestie come up. From what we thought was we thought they said goodbye.
Yeah.
thought they said, oh, it was nice, we had a great time, and we'll catch you later, whatever. But they came crawling back.
They came back.
And you know who that is? Draft Kings.
Draft Queens.
And we are the Draft Queens.
Yes.
In the building.
The monarchy is back.
Yes.
To save the kingdom from overrun by evil demons and gorgons.
Yes.
So the queens of the draft have come back to save the people.
To slay the dragons
yes.
and bring money
bring
to all
money.
Of our fair maidens
yes.
in the castle.
Prosperous kingdom.
Yes. Yes, Draft Queens is back this week. Yes. Thank you, as always, to DraftKings. They saw, honestly, though, and they're smart for this, because our last parlay did hit, and we didn't even get a chance to really talk about it. I mean, we talked about it a little bit, but so we are 2 for 2.
Two for freaking two,
which is better than half the bros in here.
Well, we're not 2 for 2. We're 2 for 4 or 5.
No, because we only lost two. We won our first one.
You're right.
Yeah, we won our first one, lost two, and then one. Two for two. Yeah.
Okay,
and that's us. And so, so they've come back. They said, "Girl." Oh no, the crown.
It fucking hurts.
Heavy is the head that wears the
legit.
Crown.
Legit.
Yeah, I get it. It does hurt. You gotta bend it a little bit out.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Just do the edges. Yeah. You got it.
Okay, there we go.
Perfect. Princess.
Ooh, yay, slay.
So yes, DraftKings is back. Of course, the official sports betting partner to the NFL.
Yes.
We love using DraftKings now. We are betting gals, betting girlies. Football season is obviously still happening, still upon us. The Chiefs are 6-0.
I've been, not to toot my own horn, but I've been a draft queen lately.
Okay,
with my
money bags.
Picks. Yeah.
How you doing?
Last Eagles game, I picked A.G. Brown to be the first touchdown scorer, and
he was. Oh, my God. That's so lucky. Yes. I love that.
Which
first touchdown is hard to predict.
Yeah, and I also did Devontae Smith anytime touchdown, and that
fabulous.
Hit as well.
Incredible. Yeah,
so
I'm proud of you for that.
Kind of goated.
Very proud of you.
But then I'm looking at all my past ones, and it's L after L.
I have mostly losses, I won't lie. Only because I get anxious. Like, I'll see what's going on. I'll think about something, and then I'll get in my head about it, and I'll talk myself out of it, and then I'm kicking myself after it. Always trust your gut
Always trust your gut
when it comes to DraftKings and us being the draft queens. But we're excited. Obviously, football season's still in full swing. I just said that.
Yep.
Chiefs 6-0. Just said that. Everybody's doing great, and we're still watching. It's still more relevant than ever. And I know that, you know, Taylor's out here shaking that thing up on stage for us. But I don't know if everybody noticed this. I don't even know if we talked about it on Monday, that on Sunday, her concert on Sunday, in all of the box suites and all the places where TVs were, the Chiefs game
was playing.
So
yeah,
she had the
funny.
Chiefs game on in her during the show, which is so funny. And then at the end of the show, she did her guy on the Chiefs, even though he wasn't there, which she usually doesn't
do. To honor their 6-0
run. To honor their win, which is fantastic. So we're still paying attention to football. And this week, we have created a parlay based on Taylor Swift-y last names.
Yes, Taylor Swift-y last names.
Which is great.
Would you like to
tell the people?
I would love to tell the people, just pulling up these little lines here quickly. So our first one is our GOAT, Rashad White.
Rashad White
is a running back for the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay, Florida. We love a Florida moment.
We love Florida.
But we picked him because his last name is White. Mm-hmm. White horse.
Now it's too late for you and your white horse to catch me now.
That's what's going to happen when
he gets a touchdown.
That's what Rashad White is going to say when he's running into the end zone.
I hope he sees this before he plays so he can do it at the end, which is perfect.
Yep.
I love
that. So that's anytime touchdown for him, and that's plus 150. Again, plus is kind of the opposite of what you think it means. Mm-hmm. Plus means a little bit less likely. Minus means a little bit more likely. Mm-hmm. So he is a little unlikely. 150 is a low number. But that makes the odds better for us
and more
of a payday if it hits.
And it's not that bad.
Plus 150 is
not that bad.
No,
it's
not bad
that,
at all.
That's a good line. Also, we heard out in our bullpen that he's due, right?
He's due, yes.
He's due for one.
He
hasn't had a touchdown and he's due. That's what we're hearing.
Whatever that means, I agree. He's due.
The planets and the stars are aligning for Rashad White.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then next up, we have I keep your picture in an invisible locket.
Yep.
Tyler Lockett. Anytime
dancing
touchdown.
Hands tied. Yeah, we were dancing.
In an invisible locket.
Keep your picture in an invisible locket. That's it.
And what was the other one?
Oh, 25
like,
years
she
old.
She has a lot of Taylor Swift Lockett lyrics.
With your hands in my pocket.
Picture of your face in an invisible locket.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. And then
Sad,
Beautiful, Tragic. I stood right by the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Your face in a locket.
Yes.
And
then
we have
locket?
Run. And on the note, from the locket you keep in your pocket since I gave it to you.
Perfect.
So we got lots of locket shouts out. Lots of lockets.
And we know our girl loves a locket. Mm-hmm. We know she loves a an initial, an emblem, a something along that lines, you know.
A metaphor for a locket, even, you know, metaphors. Keeping something safe, keeping a love safe between two doors where people can't harm it, you know?
Yes. And what's the line? Hold on, let me think of it. It's not because keep your name in. Hold on, let me get there.
I want to wear his initial on a chain round my neck, chain round my neck, not because he owns me, because he really knows me, which is more than they can say.
Perfect.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. So thank you. I needed that. I needed it there. You know how sometimes like it's right there and you just can't see it?
Totally.
My brain's been so scrambled. But that is I love that. I like that. I like the Tyler Lockett
pick. So that is also.
And who does he play for again?
He plays for the Seahawks.
Yes. And who does our boy Rashad White play for?
The Buccaneers.
Again? The Buccaneers. Yes. That's right. Florida. That's right. Florida.
Mm-hmm. Seahawks. Seattle.
Oh, I'm sorry. 1989. Hello. Seagulls. Basically.
Seahawk and technically
it's not a seagull, but we can pretend. And they're blue. They're bluish. Blue. They got blue in there.
That works. And green debut.
Perfect.
So that line is plus 180. So that's a little bit more unlikely than Rashad White. Mm-hmm. But still a good line. Still a low number. Higher odds. So that's good for us as well.
Yes.
And then the last one, I don't know if the line is out yet for this, honestly. Because the game is...
at night?
It's at... November 3rd, I don't know what time the game is. I want to say it's a 4 o'clock game, maybe. So that's why maybe the lines aren't up. Only the 1 o'clock lines are up.
Wait a minute. November 3rd. See. It wouldn't be November 3rd. It would be the 27th.
Oops. I'm too far ahead on the app then.
Perfect.
Oopsie doopsie. Oh, yes. Oops, you're right. Sorry. Oops. My bad.
Got it.
The line is there. And we are picking.
So the line is there.
Line is there. Mm-hmm. And with this, we have... DeAndre Swift.
Swift. We have yet to choose him. And these are the things that when we talk about these, like, there are some obvious ones that we save for the moments that we need him or whatever. And this is the time. This is the time for DeAndre Swift of the Eagles to come in and score a little
Bears,
touchdown.
Bears.
Oh, fuck.
He used to be on the Eagles.
Oh, my God. Yes. Well, he got on the Bears?
I know, he got traded,
When did that happen?
In between these two seasons.
Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy.
Oh, my God.
I know. I miss him.
Well, listen, I apologize.
No, that's okay.
DeAndre Swift, because...
I miss him a lot. He's a great player.
I fully thought he was an Eagle.
Yeah, well, he fully was, and we embraced him with open arms.
We love him.
Even had a shirt that said like Swifty,
right?
And it was Eagles themed. Yeah, I missed that.
That's
I missed
tough.
That. I
All right, well, so he's on the Bears now, and you know what?
Bears are cute.
Bears are cute. we love a bear.
We love a cuddly teddy bear.
We love a cuddly bear.
Yeah.
And we're proud of him. And listen, he's experiencing a new life. He's in a new city. He's doing new things.
Yeah.
And he needs to remember that even though he's now traded, the Swifties still have his
still
back,
him.
Especially
with
his last name of Swift.
Exactly.
And is there a conspiracy? Did Jason Kelce say, hey, get off the Eagles because there's only one Swift in this house now and you can't fit in anymore? Who knows? Who knows if that happened? You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
So we need
to
make sure that he knows he's still supported as a Swift.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And they're playing the Commanders, who are rivals of the Eagles.
Boo.
So, ipso facto, we're rooting for the Bears because we hate the Commanders.
Yes.
And so the line, anytime touchdown from DeAndre Swift, the line is plus 130. Mm-hmm. So, again, low number, but the odds are a little bit higher. These are all plus... lines, so these are all a little bit more unlikely, but we like those odds. We like to take chances.
This is a time
we're fearless,
right? This is we're diving headfirst fearless into this parlay, and I am not I'm not concerned about it. I think we're having fun. I think we're trying something new. We're trying something cool, and we're just trying to see what avenues does Tay Voodoo go down. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
These are all just combined with her lyrics, her name, this and that. What can Tay Voodoo really do for us?
Ooh,
and
good
so
question.
We're testing that theory out with this parlay.
Love.
And I'm excited about it. These people are great.
One quick reminder, when you're on the app, just go to NFL at the top. Mm-hmm. And then you can see all the games. And then if you say you are betting on that DeAndre Swift pick, you just pick the Bears. You click on their name, and then it's where it says popular, you can just scroll to TD scores on the right, and all of the lines are right there.
It's going to be fabulous.
And then, yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very excited to be back for sure, because I am too.
Well, it gives us a, for me, you know, if I have nothing, I don't have like skin in the game, or I'm not concerned with what's happening on the screen or any of the guys on the screen. I don't usually watch.
Yeah,
I'm not
agreed.
It's not that I dislike sports. I just don't have a reason to.
Yeah,
I'll probably end up watching like a movie or a show or something instead. But when you have a reason to watch, it's kind of fun to sit down, get yourself a little fall football Sunday, and enjoy yourself. Bet a couple bucks. Maybe you win a couple bucks. Maybe Lady Luck is on your side.
Ooh.
And it's all for the best.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's all too well.
Yeah, exactly. So if you've ever wanted to bet on sports and wondered how to get started, DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL, is making it easier than ever. Go to the DraftBook Sportsbook app, select a sport like NFL, select an option like TD scores, just like we're doing, and pick who you think will score and place your bet. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TaylorWatch. That's code TaylorWatch for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings.
Woohoo! And thank you so much, as always, for coming back and hanging out with us, bestie, DraftKings.
Yes.
Love you. Love you so much. Okay. Gia, I don't know if you might have to do a little extra editing on this pod when we're done here, because I don't know if my microphone is picking up my growling stomach.
Oh,
it's been growling this whole time.
Yeah.
And it's because all I can think about is my HelloFresh dinner on the horizon.
Yum, 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 yum.
I have a cheesy Southwest quesadilla waiting for
me.
Yeah. Ooh, a little pepper, a little onion, little Monterey Jack.
Oh, there's I love
a
that.
A couple different kinds of cheeses we mix up in there.
Love.
Oh, it is fantastic. I get my skillet out, one pan, put it all in there. It's wonderful.
I love a one pan meal.
I love a one pan meal as well. And HelloFresh is the king of that.
Oh,
I also
yeah.
have to go in and make my future selections for future weeks and future meals. Of course, HelloFresh is one of the one of my all-time favorite meal delivery services. I think that the way that they do it, where they pre-plan these fun meals, things that maybe you would make on your own, but they're slightly elevated. They add a couple of elements in there that you can go ahead and make it look like you're making a gourmet meal.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. They have all of the ingredients included in these pre-packaged bags for you. Everything you need to make the meal, right down to the garlic and the spices, all pre-portioned, just like you said. It's fantastic. It could not make making dinner any easier, or lunch, or breakfast, or a snack. So many options from HelloFresh, and we are thrilled to have them on the pod, because I can just go on about them all day long.
They're amazing, and their food is actually delicious. Every single meal that I've made
has
been very, very good. Yeah, fresh. And I always get very overwhelmed with instructions and stuff, but they make the instructions so simple. Like Kelly said, even the salt is like pre-packaged how much you need. So it's so, so, so simple. You can whip up tasty restaurant style meals in your own kitchen without the high price tag of takeout, and in less time than it takes to get delivery. HelloFresh has tons of options for whatever you're craving, and you can choose from a changing menu of over 50 recipes each week. Plus, take your pick from over 100 market add-on items like dessert, breakfast, and snacks. The thing that I love the most about HelloFresh is the cost. It's
especially so
living in New York City.
It. Yes,
it's so worth it.
We didn't even discuss this last week when our besties hanging out.
And if you live by yourself, the portions are for two people.
Yeah.
So sometimes what I will do is, if I have too much food for dinner, I'll eat the leftovers for lunch.
Always.
And it's so much. It saves you money. Mm-hmm. Saves you time. Mm-hmm. It just makes life so much easier, especially as two people that are super busy all the time. Mm-hmm. It makes life so much easier knowing that you have everything ready for you to go.
You have everything ready for you as soon as you get home to make this meal. You don't have to stop at the grocery store.
Yep.
You don't have to mess around with any of that. It's just all ready for you. And all you have to do is get up and start cooking.
Yeah.
And I've said this before, I think, on the pod, but I'm someone who, like, cooking calms me down a little bit. Like, I like to, it's like, all right, I need to make this meal. You know, nobody can say that I'm not doing anything when I'm making dinner. It's like,
right.
I'm making dinner. I got to eat.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm doing this. I'm taking the time out. I put my book on and I'm sitting there cooking in the kitchen. And it's a lovely experience.
Yes. Yeah. It's a good good self-care moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you can get 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/FreeTaylorWatch, all one word. Applied across 7 boxes. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's 10 free HelloFresh meals just by going to HelloFresh.com/FreeTaylorWatch. Okay, let's jump into voicemails and DMs. Perfect. We got some good ones today.
Shout out to everybody who left voicemails or sent us DMs. Yes.
We got a lot of nice ones, which is very nice. But I just feel awkward, like, just hyping us up on the show.
Just playing hype.
Just playing people complimenting love us that, for 30 minutes.
We do love the hype.
But it's very nice. But make sure, we appreciate it.
Make sure you put a little something in there for yourself. Let us work for you.
Yeah. Hey, ladies. Solo Swifty Miami Night 3 here. My name is Brenda.
What's up, Brenda?
An amazing experience. It felt so intimate to be there with her. Just absolutely crushing it, killing it.
Isn't it so funny how she said, like, it felt so intimate to be there with her? It did feel like it's a stadium of 60,000 people. I know. And somehow it still feels intimate.
Yeah.
The most thrilling experience of my life. I was bummed to not be able to be there at the same night as you guys. I'm bummed we missed out in that, being so close in proximity to each other and not seeing you. It was a bummer, but because I love you ladies, but it's fine. It was still like the most magical experience ever. On night 3, when I went to merch, it was on like the top floor, like in like the second row. So it's interesting that it was in the basement the first night. They must have kind of reworked that a little bit. The line was still crazy ridiculous. This girl, I asked like what the line was for. She said this was merch, and the line started way, way back there. And then she asked if I wanted to slip in there with her, and we just chatted the whole time. And she was so nice, amazing.
That's
great. That was amazing. And I still stood in line for 2 hours, so it was crazy. I personally think Night 3 surprise songs won, in my personal opinion. I had such a blast. Leaving was an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, disgusting.
My husband couldn't get to me. It took like an hour to get just like away from the stadium. Mm-hmm. And then they had the highway blocked down to one lane. It took us like close to 3 hours to get back to our hotel. It was absolutely insane. Yeah, they need to light that on fire and douse it in gasoline.
Yeah, straight
that whole
up. Burn
process.
It down. Start
just
again.
Completely insane. Thank you guys for being here. I love leaving the voicemails to just have somebody to talk to, even though you may not be talking back to me, to be able to say these things out loud to somebody who gets it. Is just, it fills my soul every week. So I may bother you every week with a voicemail, even if you
Please
don't play
do.
It, yeah. It's totally fine to me. I'm just happy to get to see you guys and love you. I just like live for your videos every week. I'm on the edge of my seat to see what you're going to say.
Yay.
And, love you guys.
Love you.
Aw, Brenda.
Yeah. what a sweet message.
That. Thank you so much for that sweet message. And yeah, agreed. Like, what the literal fuck? Like,
it was crazy.
We've seen, like, everybody is talking shit about
every night. Everyone had a disaster.
Everyone had a disaster leaving every night. Everyone
but
had a
I
merch
think
disaster.
They do. I think they did move the merch.
They had to have.
Because someone said that they, like, had a merch table at in the 200 section. And I was like, not for night one.
Certainly not for night one. Night one, I think was the rude awakening. And maybe they tried to stop the bleeding a little bit the rest of the nights. But regardless, it doesn't sound like anything was effective at all. Like, they should have called up other stadiums that have already done this and been like, hey, how did you handle the merch situation?
Yeah.
Because especially with someone like Taylor Swift, how is no one in the building thinking these bitches love to buy merch and they love to spend money. And like, we got
to
figure it out.
Yeah, like we need to have access.
It should have been a priority
at all points.
Like,
yeah,
completely. Like, and I wouldn't say that about every artist that goes on tour, but specifically Taylor Swift and her concert merch and Gracie too.
The
merch lines
for everything now are just fucking
crazy. Are always nuts for sure. Well, that's why it's smart. I don't know if Hard Rock did this. They may have, and maybe we just didn't see. That a lot of the stadiums will open up the day before and do the merch sales.
Hard Rock did do that.
They did do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe not enough people knew. Maybe although it's tough. Like, it's tough to...
It's tough to get there. Well, it wasn't open on Friday. It was only Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, that's
so
dumb.
So, like, if you're not from the Miami area, then, like, you don't have the access to that.
Right.
Also, she said she went by herself. I feel like I would have had such a panic attack leaving that stadium if I was by myself.
Oh, my God, alone? It would have been so crazy.
I would have just, like, shut down and been like, I'm just going to sit here.
No, same. I would have just, like, I would have just waited for five 5 hours, my phone would have died, and that would have been the end of it. Like, it would have been, oh God, no, I couldn't imagine. So kudos to you for being brave and strong and getting out of there and finding your, I think she said her husband was trying to pick her up.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that he got you. Because it is like, it gets to the point where us walking, I cannot stop thinking about us walking like
on the back and forth across
the highway, up and down the highway with all those cars and shit like that. Like, it was just so dangerous, and thank God nobody got hurt, it sounds like. And I just, you know, it's, What a fumble by Hard Rock Stadium.
Big nightmare. Time.
And you know it's the same stadium that the World Cup?
Oh, duh. Yeah. No,
they were
breaking
through the sides of it or whatever. Yeah. That should have been their first sign to like figure it the fuck out before the Swifties come to town. Crazy shit. So thank God. Loved Miami, loved every minute of it. Being in there was incredible, but the stadium itself needs a reality check. Like, they can't host anything ever again. Like,
awful.
It's just absolutely terrible.
Hey, Gia and Kelly, long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey. My name's Ashley. I'm going to New Orleans night 2, and I am so excited. I can't even believe that it's 3 days away. I'm kind of freaking out. But we have been planning this trip for over a year, and I'm just wondering if you guys have any predictions for potential guests, like Post Malone. He's on tour right now, and we know he's in Texas, but night 1, he doesn't have a show. So do you think he would pop in? Also, you know, we know New Orleans, Miss Lana. Do you think Lana? Do we get Lana?
Oh my God, with her new husband. Here.
I'm just really grateful that we even have tickets. I'm just curious to know if you guys have any predictions for Nova. And then also, I just wanted to share that me and my future sister-in-law, we live streamed Miami night 1, and we really just like eventized the whole thing. We like wore our folklore cardigans and we made sparkly drinks. And when she stepped out in that gold bodysuit, we freaking lost our minds.
I'm like still
I know.
And even though I kind of thought Florence would be there when she made an appearance, we lost it again.
Of course.
And it just made me think, like, anyone who hates on Swifties and Taylor, I really feel bad for them because I'm literally having the time of my life.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love you guys. Love the pod. And I can't wait to listen to this week's episode. Bye, guys.
Love
Bye.
You, Queen.
Love you. First of all, so true. Like, I feel sorry that you don't have something in your life
that
you're passionate enough about.
That's what I always think about.
Like
when people are like, I hate Taylor Swift, I'm like, I feel bad for you.
Sorry. Yeah.
Like,
wow.
You must have gone through something.
Exactly.
Or someone like did something to you where you have this mindset, and I just feel bad for you.
Yeah. It's just
because we're having a lot of fun.
Pity is all you can have. Yeah. But I love that. I love the idea of people, especially with Taylor posting in her recap post, like she knows that so many people all over the place are watching live streams, are just want to be a part of these last moments of the tour. And I think it's so fun that people are making a night out of it.
Yeah, totally.
Cardigans, get some snacks, watch the show.
It's so fun.
It's so much fun. I know we've talked about it probably too much now, but the pop in the stadium, the noise for the new Rhett bodysuit
was insane.
Was just out insane. Of this
I,
world.
I feel like the energy is going to be really good in NOLA. Like,
I think
the
so too.
Fans are going to be rowdy. It's going to be fun.
Well, now it's a case of we got to top Miami. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so everybody's going to be doing their best. You know who's going in New Orleans is Ainsley.
Yeah, she is.
For
her 21st birthday. So fucking fun.
So I'll have to keep eyes out for Ainsley and what she's wearing.
We also will have boots on the ground. Morgan, the girl that helps us.
Oh, that's right.
Indy. Night 3.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, so the last one.
Yeah, I told her to just take over the account.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I had no idea. Yeah. That's amazing. Fabulous.
But I don't know about predictions for NOLA. I totally forgot about Lana and the fact that she lives in Louisiana.
I completely forgot about that too. Which is
with her alligator man.
Which is another like hilarious.
She changed her Instagram profile picture to an alligator in a wedding dress.
No, she didn't. Yes.
Oh yeah, she did. Isn't
Stop
that so
it.
Funny?
What's her thing? It's not Lana. It's like moonlight.
Like, it's
something.
Like honeymoon. Yeah, honeymoon something.
Oh no, it's her face again.
Oh, what?
But maybe it's something. Maybe it was something else. Somewhere
I could have, or maybe I got God on Instagram.
Maybe,
or maybe
got
I got God.
Regardless,
on Twitter again.
She should, because that's fucking hilarious. Like, that's so funny.
But
that would be crazy.
A little snow on the beach. Surprise Ooh. Song. That would be awesome.
We're the fucking beautiful.
Flying in the rain. Stars by the pocket full. You wanting me tonight is impossible. But it's going down like sun.
It's all around.
Like snow on the beach. I don't think I've ever listened to that song all the way through.
I have only when
Maybe
it's
once.
Like I'm playing the album.
The scene feels like what I could have been a dream. I will say,
Aurora Borealis dream.
In Summer I Turn Pretty, they use snow on the beach, like after Belly and Conrad get into like this huge fight.
Right.
Really good use of the song. Great and then the I was like, shout oh, maybe Swift. I should shout out Austin Swift. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, maybe I should re-listen. And then I re-listened. And I was like, yeah, I still don't really like this song.
Still not. It's fine.
I like the one with more Lana.
Yeah, the one with more Lana. Yeah, the one with more Lana is better for sure. But it is like a, you know, it's one of those songs where it's like, it has its stands and people just love Lana. So it's like, we love Lana. But that would be exciting.
Beautiful.
If she brought out Lana. Do you think Lana would like that?
Yeah.
I get the vibe like that Lana
She's more
likes,
low key.
Yeah. I get the vibe that she likes to perform, but it also makes her nervous.
Yeah. But she also like headlines so many festivals so all the true. Time, I feel like. So, true. So like, I feel like.
Has she ever done a stadium tour, Lana?
Not that I know of.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I don't know her a lot of her lore, though, to be fair. Like, I'm not. I love Lana. You couldn't. In the same way that some people are like, I'm a Swiftie, but I'm not a, like a crazy Swiftie. I'm not a Swiftie like that because I don't feel like
she was on tour for. Did you know there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard? Tour began May 27, 2023, and it ended August 25th, 2024.
Right.
But let me see.
But I wonder where she played.
Yeah, let's see. Venue.
Stadiums.
It's I think arenas.
Arenas. Okay. Yeah. All right. So similar. Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, oops, wrong PNC.
Oh,
this
God.
One's in Charlotte. I was like, she was in PNC?
Yeah, I was like, and we missed it?
Let's see. Wait, this is list of 2020. Oh, she started in, San Francisco. Yeah, like she played at Golden Gate Park.
Got it.
I think that was at, festival goes on in San Francisco.
Exactly.
I forget the name of it.
Me too. She definitely is a festival girly for sure. I just, I don't know why I feel that in my soul that she gets nervous or something. Maybe I like read that.
Well, she did that big thing at Fenway. I don't know if you remember. She had a big show at Fenway.
I forgot about that.
In June, which looked awesome.
Yeah, that did look awesome.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. Well, regardless, it'd be nice. It'd be
love
nice
to
if she
see her
up.
There. I don't
Would
know if Post will be there. I don't think so
either. And we have to stop thinking Jan is Post.
Yeah, just make sure you recognize Jan.
Dark brown hair,
washboard abs,
chiseled jaw.
Yeah.
Not Post Malone. Yeah. And I love Post Malone. And I think he's a handsome guy, but he's not young.
He's not young.
Don't get fooled.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure there'll be some fun. I'm sure there'll be new outfits. I'm sure there'll be great surprise songs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would definitely keep your eyes peeled for maybe Flo, maybe Lana. I would think.
I think so too. Yeah. I think those are most likely. I think Flo might be the most likely.
Yeah, I think Flo might be the most likely. Because I could see her closing out the show with Taylor the entire time.
Me too.
It's
there's only like 10
5
shows
weeks
left.
Yeah.
They are, I think it was outside of the stadium in NOLA or the picture that I saw. I'm not sure if it was NOLA or Indianapolis. I assume NOLA.
Mm.
Green lights. People are clowning.
Yeah, I saw that
People
too.
People are clowning.
So maybe you'll get a fucking Rep TV announcement.
Imagine. Could you imagine? First of all, I would be, I think, pissed. I'd be like, I was just fucking there. And you're doing this now, bitch?
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking for real? But at the same time, we can't be pissed. I'd be so hype, obviously.
No, but I know what you mean, for sure.
But either that or debut, you know?
Well, they said that they'd shown Purple Lights when she announced Speak Now, Taylor's version.
They did that
at whatever
in Nashville.
Stadium. Yeah.
But
so.
Nashville was, like, crazy. They lit up the, like, that was, it was so obvious that it was happening. Like, it was so, but then.
Yeah,
because
didn't they
light,
like, the bridge purple?
They lit the bridge purple. Yeah. They lit, like, a bunch of things in Nashville purple. And then she announced Speak Now that night. So it was kind of
so
like,
I guess
oh,
if Bourbon Street turns green,
right. Keep your eyes peeled on Bourbon
Street. Isn't green debut?
Green is debut, but I think that they're using it, in all different ways. And I will say this: when Florida happens, and a lot of TTPD, there's green.
Green,
going on.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So maybe it just means nothing. Maybe
green, maybe they're just practicing
maybe
for
green
Florence.
Is all No, this wasn't even like, they weren't even practicing. It was just like lit up.
It was like outside the stadium, right?
The stadium,
yeah.
It was lit up green.
Weird.
So
weird.
Who knows? Maybe there's Swifties like controlling the controlling things and making us
and
all
they
clown
know
like this for no reason.
How to fuck with people? Probably. So, yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I would. I'd
yeah.
be like,
oh, yeah.
Like these fucking bitches.
Yeah.
They're gonna talk about it on Taylor Watch.
Yeah,
they think reputation's coming and they're wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just things to keep on deck. Very excited for the people going to NOLA. Happy for them. Jealous for sure. I've never been there.
Me neither.
Danola, yeah.
I've always wanted to go.
Me too.
Really want to go.
Me too.
Okay, last voicemail.
Okay.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia.
Hey.
I called in earlier, but I accidentally messed up. My name is Quinn, and I'm 11. Me and my friends dress up for Halloween every year. Last year, we went as the Rush that grew between telephones. We're thinking maybe this year we'll go as a band of thieves in ripped up jeans. You know, like the bank robbers carrying musical instruments or something.
Yes.
What are your favorite past Taylor Halloween costumes? And what are your plans for Halloween? Maybe we'll see Gia in a couple's costume. Maybe, though. And Kelly, you need to use that ref clown idea for someone before someone snacks it. I want to say hi to my mom. I hope you're hearing this at work. Love you guys. Go Chiefs!
Go Chiefs!
Yay, go Cute. Chiefs! Oh my god! That was like, I'm tears in my eyes. I'm like... What? Oh, yay.
Isn't that so sweet?
Oh, thank you so much for the call. And I hope that your mom is freaking out.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
So cute.
And so fun.
So sweet.
Thank you so much for calling. Oh, my God. So sweet.
So she says they were the rust that grew between telephones.
Obsessed with that.
I need to. Can
so
you send us
smart.
A picture
yeah,
of that?
Please send us photos.
Yeah.
So smart.
Yeah.
And then
band
this year they
of thieves
be, band
and ripped,
and ripped
up,
up,
jeans,
up jeans,
which is so cute.
Obsessed with that.
Yeah.
Obsessed and so clever, so cute.
Yeah, I
good, like
when
costumes you can already put together. Mm. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to go crazy. You just carry around. I love that idea.
I like when people do like lyrics instead of like, you know, like dressing up as just like a white horse or, you know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
something
yeah.
A
little
more
less
niche.
Obvious.
Yeah.
Something that requires a little bit
yeah,
of thought. And
yeah.
Like, you have to kind of know it on the inside to
really
get
totally,
it.
Yeah, totally.
And the payoff is so much better. That's fantastic. I love that.
And then she asks what our favorite Taylor Swift costumes have been.
Ooh, that's a really good question. I like anything that's Reputation related. Like when people dress up as the Taylor zombie. I love that.
Oh, I love that.
I love the
Taylor
zombie.
I like that one too.
Big fan.
This is her I loved when she dressed up as, I know it wasn't for Halloween, but she did like Ariel, which was so cute.
Oh yeah, it was gorgeous.
Yeah,
yeah, at her own okay,
at her own
for?
Like it was like literally
party?
Just like a costume party. Yeah, like a birthday party
yeah, right.
or something. Yeah,
I loved when she dressed as Ariel.
Yeah,
I also liked when she, I feel like she always does a good job of like, you can tell she's into the costume, but she didn't like, you know, she's not like Heidi Klum, you know,
yeah,
who sits in makeup for 45 hours and like shows up to the party and like does the whole thing. Like she just has a fun time with it. Am I making this up or has she been a cat on many occasions?
She was a squirrel.
The squirrel, of course.
Yeah. And she was the bear from Midsummer.
Right.
Which is funny.
Which is so good. And that's her profile.
Deadpool.
That's her profile picture on TikTok. Deadpool, hilarious.
Oh, the Olaf?
Olaf. She
That's
loves
funny.
Wearing like a big costume like that. Like I like how she's not wearing, she's not like a sexy baby costume girl.
The bear
I mean?
And Ariel was New Year's.
Got it. That's right.
So those were New Year's parties.
Obsessed.
But yeah. And then what did she ask?
You know what I also remember just now? That I was, so I was Blank Space Taylor 1 year for Halloween.
Cute.
After 1989 came out.
Yeah.
Where I had the knife and the sleepy mask
over my head
and the black outfit, you know, the one where she stabs
the
pink. I was that.
That I love that.
Yeah, it was
I've
good.
Always
I had
wanted
really
to
hair.
Do a good Taylor costume.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be this Halloween, maybe next Halloween, but yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to think. I mean, there are so many things you can do with it and there are so many clever ways you can go. At the end of the day, you just want to like, you know, you just want to be Taylor Swift.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So it's like you always just
but
want
I
to be
also
Taylor
take
Swift.
Halloween so seriously, so
for
I'm like
sure.
I have to do it.
Do you have
the
other
best way.
Do you have other costumes you're being this year? Like what are you being?
Besides
our we have our costume for
yes, for Thursday's
also, thank
episode.
You to everybody who submitted ideas and stuff, right?
Yes. Send, yeah, a lot of
so fantastic
yeah,
and great
and
ideas.
And some people that submitted ideas we're doing one of the idea that some people submitted.
Right, which is going to be really fun.
Yeah.
We don't want to tell you why. You guys are going to love it. You guys are going to love it. You're going to laugh.
Me and TJ are being Judy Hobbs and Nick Wilde from Zootopia.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I love
on
that.
Saturday for that
that's
party.
That's very silly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that this?
Yeah,
that
that's
doing?
This weekend. Yeah.
So, right, I guess people are dressing up this weekend and next weekend?
I guess so. I don't really know what the deal is.
I'm not sure
is.
Either. I was thinking about going next week. I think I can go. I was supposed to have that wine trip, and then, and then it got canceled because. The chef or something like broke his arm.
Oh,
I was
no.
Like, what? So
oh,
shout
God.
Out to that chef. We're really sorry that happened. The place we were staying.
Swift
so, like,
recovery.
So yeah, hoping for a swift recovery. So we're not going to that. We're rescheduling it. And actually we've turned it into a bigger trip that I will announce at a later date.
Oh.
But which would be really fun. And I feel like I post these things on my Instagram stories all the time and I don't explain them well enough. So I'm definitely gonna explain it on Taylor Watch.
Yeah.
There are gonna be some Swifties who wanna travel in the spring and the summer. So keep your eyes peeled. But regardless, there's a pop punk show going on this that
That weekend. Yeah, I want to go. It's Halloween themed too.
Right. So I got a costume just in case.
Oh,
we should go.
Oh, maybe I'll do a Taylor costume for that.
That's a good one. Mine is not a Taylor costume, okay. But I'll tell you what it is. It's a girl Austin Powers.
Love.
Which I love Austin Powers. Love. I'm a huge fan. So if we end up going, which I think I will, why not?
Yeah,
as
yeah.
As long as everybody's going.
If you go, then, I'll definitely go.
Yeah. Then that'll be the look.
Love, Luke. Love. But yeah, no Taylor, no nothing Taylor specific. But our Thursday episode's on Halloween, so that yes. That will be a Taylor
we'll
specific
be in costume.
Costume.
Yeah,
maybe I'll do a Taylor costume for Pop.
That would be good.
Yeah,
that would be good.
Yeah,
would love that.
Okay, fun. Now let's get into some DMs. Okay,
fabulous.
Hi guys, I'm dying to hear your opinions on the debutation discussion. Do we think she'll drop? Sorry, oh my god. Do we think she'll do one drop to take back her name and her reputation in one fell swoop?
Ooh.
Between all these new teal concert outfits and the new rep bodysuit, I'm torn. I can kind of see it because as much as debut is close to our hearts, it just isn't going to pull in nearly as many streams as her other re-records. I suspect she's going to get some big country music star collabs for the debut TV vault tracks to make up for that.
That's true.
But on the other hand, I can see her really wanting to give these two albums their own moments because of how important they are to the history of her career. I'm very conflicted. I'd love to hear your expert opinions.
Love that.
I just don't see a double drop happening
I
ever.
I don't either, but I've flip-flopped on it. I thought at first, for sure, double drop because it's kind of like, debuts, whatever, and everybody's kind of looking for reputation. People, of course, love debut, but it's more of like a reputation is just such a spectacle. You know what I mean? Like it's got so much, it's more theatrical, and I just think that like, you know, in terms of present day, those songs fit better with like the quote unquote new Swifties and like all the Swifties hanging out right now more than the debut songs do. It's just she was so young then and it was just a different time and maybe like younger people, younger Swifties, baby Swifties like debut more because it's like a different kind of vibe. Also, what I think is hurting debut is the fact that there are no debut songs on the Eras Tour. And so
that's a good point.
The baby Swifties that watch the Eras Tour movie all the time, there aren't any. Even the surprise songs, right? None of them are debut. Like, there's not a single debut song on there. I don't know.
Our song.
Yeah. Okay. Apart from our song. But like, you know what I mean? Like, so I feel like Reputation has this big set and like all this stuff.
Yeah,
so I feel
like
more people know about Reputation. So they're more anticipatory for it. Anticipatory of it. And but then I was thinking about it, and I think that this is how I would do it at this point, seeing all the crazy fanfare for Reputation and whatever. I don't even know if I would, you know, we've been saying this whole time, like, there'll be no explanation, there'll only be Reputation. I don't even know if there should be an announcement. I think it's like, Reputation's here, and then the next people at the next tour, like, they get to experience, like, you know, the rep set just goes crazy because Reputation just came out. But
wait, so you think that she's going to announce rep while the tour's still going?
Oh, if she does.
Okay,
sorry,
yeah.
I meant to say, if she does announce it soon, any other reason, whatever,
yeah.
I think you just go to the show and whatever. Realistically, the like surprise drop would probably be like New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Like, that just seems like a start off the year like that. I think we get rep out of the way. We give it all the fanfare, the loudness, the excitement, the new songs, this, that, whatever. And then when that finally all settles down, probably like next summer, debut comes out and it's this big heartfelt thing. It's like my first album ever.
I like that.
These songs are sweet. Right in time for summertime, country
music. Yeah, summertime like, would be a good time for debut to come out.
Good collabs, like she said. I definitely think that there'll be some collabs.
Yeah, for sure, some good collabs.
Tim McGraw featuring Tim McGraw.
Love.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'd love to see another Chris Stapleton moment.
Would love to see another Chris Stapleton. Would love to see another Chris Stapleton moment.
Or maybe like a Lainey Wilson.
Would love a Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, love her. Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of ways that can go, and I think summertime is so prime for that kind of stuff. And I think that a debut drop at that time will bring back that nostalgia factor. I think Reputation is like an anthem album.
Mm, totally.
And I think that debut is going to be more of that, like, wrap it all in a nice bow. Here's the sentimental factor. We'll, of course, give it the same treatment that we gave everybody else
because
obviously. It deserves it. And then from then on, she's, you know, she hangs out and she does her thing.
I like that.
Comes out with TS12. You know, all orange and plaid.
And plaid and purple.
And the first, plaid and purple, the first track on the album.
Plaid
featuring
Taylor Watch.
Yeah, plaid featuring Taylor Watch. Plaid. No, we get special credits on the song.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Emma Stone has on Florida.
Yeah, right. Cowbell, Taylor Watch.
Yeah. That'd be perfect. But I just kind of think that, like, it definitely deserves its own moment, but I think it needs to, like, the masses are restless for reputation. Like, you don't want the reputation clowns like myself, like, tainting the excitement for debut because it's not there. Like, I feel like get it out of the way. They're rabid for it. Let it happen. Let us all set everything on fire for a couple of months and then bring it back down for summertime with debut. Yeah. And wrap it all up.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Okay, last one. Hey, Kelly and Gia, I love your show. I would have called in, but still don't have a voice after Miami night one.
Of course.
The rain show in Miami made rep 10 times better, but I was also freezing. And I think that Taylor is the only person who can sell that rain shows are more fun.
Absolutely true. If you told me that I'd be standing in a rain for 3.5 hours watching somebody perform a concert, I'd be like, you're on crack. Not a chance. That is not my vibe. There's not my steez.
That tweet that was like, only Taylor Swift can convince people that being in the rain is a good thing.
Is a good thing.
And like,
your show.
Yeah, it's good for a brand. Like, now, or convince her fans to get excited for rain.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Now fans, like, they want rain. They want the rain show. And like, that's the best marketing tactic that you could do.
It's genius. It's absolutely genius.
And I will say, rain shows. Amazing, cinematic, beautiful, just really, really, really adds an extra element to it. When you got to sit down, it's awful.
Oh boy. I sat in a puddle every time I sat down. It's awful. Like, my whole ass was soaked.
I was surprised I didn't get trench foot.
No, honestly. because, you had your shoes
off. Yeah, I had my shoes off.
You're crazy for that. Yeah. But it was just like a total, it's messy, and then after the fact, it's obviously a
fucking
mess.
And
then you're
soaking wet. Yeah. You stink.
Right. Everything
your clothes
sucks.
Are stunk. Literally, like permanently stuck to your body.
Yeah. Like, it's awful.
But in the moment, it's amazing.
In the moment, when the song's going on, and she's literally controlling the weather, and it's like, it's so crazy. It's so exciting, and you don't think about the rain.
No, you don't think about
moments,
it at all.
But it's right. It's the down moments when you're switching between sets or doing whatever that you do kind of think about it. And also, just I don't like having rain in my face. That's my big thing. Like, if I could have had an umbrella, I would have loved it. Like, that's like a mini one. I don't like having rain in my face. I kept worrying that my contacts were gonna fall out.
Oh yeah, that's annoying.
That's another thing. But like, apart from that, the cinema of it all completely makes up for it. And I think they're right. It's a genius marketing thing for Taylor to have, like, the fact that they all still perform in the rain.
I was gonna say, well, it's just even the fact that she sticks it out and performs.
Sticks it out, performs. Nothing is, still full out. Like, it's not like they get more cautious because the rain, which honestly gives me anxiety.
I know.
Time. I'm
especially
like,
because the fucking stage was like a
puddle
last time.
A puddle.
I was like, oh my God.
So nuts. But like, I think that when you're in the audience and you see these people putting on a full out show with just the same amount of energy, if
I
not
might as
more,
well do the same.
It's like, well, then what am
I
doing?
Exactly.
I can't.
If Taylor can put on a full ass show in the pouring fucking rain, then I can dance and sing in the rain too.
Keep me in the pouring rain. Kiss me on the sidewalk. Take away the pain. Cause I see sparks fly whenever you smile. Hit me with those green eyes, baby, as the lights go down. It's something that'll haunt me when you're not around. Cause I see sparks fly whenever you smile.
That's
literally Taylor
Banger.
On stage. We crushed that.
Sparks fly?
So
should be on
good.
The set list.
It's crazy that it's not.
So
more
good.
Speak Now songs should be on the set list.
Totally
we love
agree.
Enchanted, but god damn it. I wish that there were more Speak
I know.
Now
it was
songs.
So funny how Olivia was just like, long live.
Long
live.
Every time.
I don't think we're ever going to see Long Live again.
We're never going to see Long Live again.
Yeah, maybe the last show.
Right, maybe, right. But it sucks, though, because that is the one, we're such brats, but like the one we didn't get to see is Long Live. Like,
I don't feel too remorse about it.
I would cry if I got to see Long Live. But wait, isn't Long Live on Aerostar movie?
I don't know.
I don't know if it is or not.
I don't know if
it
is or not. I can't remember either.
Regardless, I think that, we'll survive. We'll live. We will prevail.
Yeah.
But so the rain shows are fabulous. They all work so hard. You'll have swamp ass and you'll feel like shit after it's done.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's worth it. It's worth
it. It's worth
it.
Worth every second.
Every minute with Taylor is worth it.
Yep.
We all know that.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for submitting all of your questions and voicemails and loving us and hyping us up and making us feel good.
Yay!
It does more than you think.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, it really helps us out. We're moody girls. You guys know that we're moody girls, and we need that validation.
We need positive reinforcement.
Positive
we're like dogs.
No, literally. Yeah. Like, literally. So thank you guys so, so much as always. And don't worry if we didn't get to your voicemail or your message. We do this every week. Every Thursday's episode, we'll have this. So just stay tuned. Keep your eyes peeled. All the above for the number to call in. And you can message us anytime on the Taylor Watch Instagram account.
Yep.
Please follow us on everything.
Yes.
That makes us look good. It makes all of our besties happy.
Yep. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Give five stars on the pod if you're listening. Mm-hmm. Leave a review if you want
to. Do a little review. Yeah,
maybe a positive review.
Maybe just a little compliment.
Yeah.
Maybe
a
little like, oh, these girls are so smart and cool.
Ooh.
They work really hard.
Ooh.
And we love this show. We never want it to end. That's what they can say.
Preach.
That's just like a little workshop.
Yeah, if you want to say that. Like, you don't have to say it.
You don't have to say it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You could if you want. Thank you, as always, to DraftKings for letting us do DraftKings. Remember to get your parlays in today or tomorrow or Saturday.
Yep.
It has to be before the games start on Sunday, so before 1 p.m. Eastern time. And until next Tuesday,
love you guys.
We will see you. Love you.